Sarah Michelle Gellar, reincarnated as comic book character. 18th of March, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. New York, New York. Late actress Sarah Michelle Gellar, who committed suicide in an attempt to win a posthumous Lifetime Achievement Award, followed a string of critically panned, low-budget, and career-destroying horror films, has been reincarnated. Both her husband, Freddy Krueger Prince Jr., himself the son of a suicide, and her agent confirm. Freddy told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, Sarah's back, just like Buffy, a character she played in Joss Whedon's interminably long, mind-numbingly boring television series Buffy the Vampire Lair. She continues, she's come back from the dead better than ever, unquote. Her agent, who wishes to remain anonymous, said, quote, spending a little time away from the demands of Hollywood seems to have helped her refocus. She's let her hair down, lost a lot of weight, and is ready to tackle the entertainment world again. Right after she's had dermal abrasion treatments to remove a little necrotic tissue around the breast and buttocks, and the worms are removed from her left frontal lobe, unquote. Gellar's reincarnation as a comic book character in turn occurs just in time for her to appear as the protagonist in the 8th season of the popular television series, which Whedon, ever the innovator, has decided to, quote, broadcast in print, unquote, rather than over the airwaves, in an effort to stiff the actors out of salaries and other fees. Quote, comics are a lot cheaper, and with the print medium, you don't have bad behavior on the set to worry about, as I did when I was producing, directing, writing, and distributing Buffy as a weekly TV show, unquote. Comic book giant Dark Horse will distribute Whedon's magnum opus. Gellar is the only member of the comic book cast who will receive remuneration for her appearance. Whedon clarified the distinction between his star and the other characters in the comic book, saying, quote, she's alive. As such, she's still represented by the Screen Actors Guild, unquote. The likenesses of Allison Hannigan, who played Willow Rosenberg, Nicholas Brendan, or Xander Harris, and others need not be paid as they are, quote, just ink blots, unquote, said Whedon. Okay. There are some advantages in working with what Whedon refers to as paper dolls. The pen, ink characters don't question, challenge, or talk back, he said, and they'll do anything. For the longest time, he confided, he tried to get Allison Hannigan to appear nude in one or another of the TV series to add verisimilitude to his show, and a little, and in Allie's case, I mean very little, T&A. Like the other female stars of the series, Hannigan refused to perform nude. Whedon whined, quote, she wouldn't even go topless, unquote. However, Pen and Ink Willow, depicted in Hannigan's image, has no such false modesty. He said, and, quote, is willing to act completely naked whenever I want her to do so, which is frequently, unquote. In addition, since the medium is a comic book that involves only sketches and illustrations, Whedon may include a sexual menage a trios among Buffy and Willow, who are now adults, and their former mentor, Rupert Giles. Quote, I always wanted to do that on TV, but neither WB, Fox, nor UPN are corrupt enough yet to allow such fare, unquote. A closet homosexual, Whedon, who said his Buffy comic, would also definitely include a little gay sex this time, probably with Xander or somebody else, maybe a hirsute demon. Reportedly, Gellar is also prepared to make a cameo appearance in Zombies, Nothing to Shudder About, a film being produced by actual zombies, if she can convince her acting hubby, Freddy, to appear opposite her. A happy couple will play bride and groom, who are eviscerated as they exchange their wedding vows. Pee-wee Herman has agreed to play the officiating priest and will be listed in the movie's credits as Lunch. Freddy is happy to have his wife back, saying she looks as good as any Playboy model, at least to him. Quote, the only problem I'm having is making love to her. She's willing, but it's just not the same. And although I wear a condom, I'm still afraid I'll get a paper cut down there, unquote. If such does happen, it won't be the first time Buffy's drawn blood, though he admitted, holding up a pair of scissors, quote, it might be the last, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.